Exclusive: Harrison Fields, Trump White House momentum leaving Democrats and media with no idea how to stop it. By Jasmine Jordan on August 20, 2025. Harrison Fields, special assistant to the president and principal deputy press secretary, joined Breitbart News Daily on Wednesday to discuss the pace of work inside the Trump White House, the administration's communications strategy, and recent policy accomplishments. Speaking with Breitbart News Daily, Fields said the Trump White House's performance isn't just optics. "I'm glad the outside looks just like the inside. For many administrations, I can tell you, that's not the case," he remarked. Fields stated that the return of President Trump has meant all gas, no brakes, with the president running circles around the Democrats and the media who have no idea how to stop the momentum of the Trump administration. He pointed to progress on border security, describing it as virtually secure, and to the economy, highlighting the passage of what he called one big, beautiful bill, growth in the stock market, deregulation, and a $9.4 billion rescissions package that he said delivered automatic savings for taxpayers. He also referenced steps on social issues, including restrictions on men competing in women's sports and settlements secured from universities such as Columbia and Brown. Asked about his own schedule, Fields shared that he typically works 12-hour days, beginning before 8 a.m. and leaving the White House around 7:45 p.m. He emphasized that the president himself is basically working 24/7, and compared the current press shop's extended hours with what he called early lids during the Biden administration. "We don't give lids out until 6, 7, 8 o'clock," Fields noted. Fields also detailed the internal structure of the communications team, defining his role as both special assistant to the president, a commissioned officer answering directly to Trump, and principal deputy press secretary under Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. He credited Deputy Communications Director Kaylin Dorr, White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications and Personnel Taylor Budowich, and others with driving the administration's rapid response messaging. The deputy press secretary outlined how the team quickly debunked recent narratives around a viral arrest in Washington, D.C., using social media and research to reveal the suspect's gang ties. "We take full advantage of dunking on the libs," Fields explained, adding that the administration views quick digital rebuttals as essential in shaping news cycles. Fields also praised the White House's video team, led by Isaac, Bryce, and Alex, for producing highlight reels of the president's events. He cited their work on the administration's new TikTok account as an example of adapting outreach to new platforms. Reflecting on the recent meeting with European leaders, Fields characterized the coordination as making the impossible possible, noting the atmosphere inside the White House as staff prepared for the gathering just days after the president's Alaska summit. He pointed out the effort involved everyone from military personnel to custodial staff. Fields closed by sharing a personal story about his favorite spot in the Eisenhower Executive Office building, recalling his first glimpse of Marine One as a young White House staffer in 2019. Now serving directly in the West Wing, he reflected the experience underscored his journey inside the Trump administration. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Harrison Fields, August 20, 2025. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.